Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, and what we saw was that the process of purifying the Metzorah involves getting the Metzorah to realize his afsus, his nothingness, his lowness, in order to break his gaiva. And that's the refuah, that's the tikkun. And therefore we said that's why we relate to the nega. Normally we talk about healing the person. Here it says, Vine nirpa nega hatzoraz minatzorah. We emphasize the negatzeras, kilo lehitalem, to avoid talking about the person, and also what it says in the Taras Koyanim, that it doesn't matter who you take the shteitzi parm chayes, Taras ve'etzaras, shnis las ve'ezo for. It could be a man for a woman, one for a man, a house for a person, because anachem etalmim, we avoid the person, we're trying to make the person feel like they're not of significance, such that it breaks their gaiva, which is the problem of gaiva, the machala. Mamash Machalas Nefesh of Gaiva is a person's inflated sense of self-importance. And so we're going to continue with this Mahalach. With this, we can explain what it says here in the Pasuk. In Betziva Koin Pasuk Dalad, Betziva Koin, Velokach la mitaher, Shtei Tziporim Chayois Tahirois, Ve'etz Erez, Ushnisoy Las Ve'ezoiv. In the Torah's Koyhanim, we darshan Din Shel Tzivui. In other words, there's a din here of itzivui, itziva hakoyin, v'lokach la'mitaher, and they should take for the mitaher, this person is becoming tar, etc., etc., the two birds, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet hyssop. So, it says a din shel tzivui, that the tzivui is the b'koyin, and the lakichas b'chol adam. The Kohen makes the Tzivui, there's a din here, the Kohen makes the Tzivui, and the Lakichas with anybody. So we'd like to know, what's the din? Why does it say Din Shel Tzivui? The Torah's Kohanim doesn't use a Lashon of din, but the Torah's Kohanim is telling us, the Sifra is telling us a din, that the Tzivui has to be with the Kohen, and the Lakicha has to be B'chol Adam. So why is that important? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That what was being said over here, שנאמר בזה, שאין זה ככל טהרת הטומאה שתלויה היא באיש הטמא הרוצה להיטהר. This is not like any tara of tuma that is dependent on the person who wants to become tall. A tame person who wants to become tall. Ella. Hahanagahi kan. What we're doing over here is, the behavior here is, behit almut meha mitahir. We are, so to speak, avoiding the one who's becoming tahar. Vianhaga shel davar she'eino inyan lebal hanega. Ela she'inyanu lakohen hatzarich letaher oto. Kafi she'na she'ne'amar batorah. It's not about the Baal HaNega, it's about the Kohen who has to be Metayer him, as the Torah says. And that's why the Tzivui is Nitla B'Kohen. Now there's a din here, that the Kohen has to do the Tzivui. It's not Stam, the guy, person wants to be Tor, and that's enough. No. Yish din yuchad, anachnu pashut mitalmim mimenu. We're kilu avoiding him. And that's a great way of making somebody feel like a nobody. And we just tell the Kohen, you take the... You command to take the for the mitayer, that someone should take for the mitayer the shtei tziparim, etc. Ki ayikaru ze hakohen, anachnu mitmakdim, we're focusing on the kohen and not on the person becoming tar, in order to show his insignificance in our eyes. And with this, we can explain what the Or HaChaim asks, what the machlokas in the Torah's Kohanim, and what it says in Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Hey, it says, "Vitziva haKohen." In other words, in Pasuk Dalet, it says, "Vitziva haKohen, v'lokach la'mitaher shnei tzitzei tzipurim chayes toiros ve'itzeros shnei soilatz ve'izoiv." At Pasuk Dalet, and then Nochamol in Pasuk Hey, it says, "Vitziva haKohen v'chachat es hatzipur ha'echos." el kli cheres al mayim chayim. And the Kohen commands, and they shecht one bird to a earthenware vessel on flowing waters, on living waters. So the Sifri, the Sifra, the Torah's Kohanim, the Medrash here, had the Machlokas. Hatzivui b'choin v'ashchita l'chol adam, divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yoimer afa shchita b'koin. So according to the first opinion, the tzivui is in the Kohen and the shchita is done by anybody. And according to the second opinion, Rabbi, even the shchita is done by the Kohen. The Kohen does the tzivui and the shchita. אז יש לנו מחלוקת לגבי השחיטה. האם השחיטה בכהן כדעת רבי, או שהשחיטה בכל אדם כדעת רבי יוסי ורבי יהודה. זו המחלוקת. אז מקשה אור החיים הקדוש. Why are they only arguing in פסוק ה' לגבי השחיטה? Why don't they argue also in פסוק ד' לגבי הלקיחה? בציב הכהן ולוקח שתי ציפורים חיי סטרס 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 סטרס. Why don't we have a מחלוקת over there as well? That'd be a good place to have a machlokas. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, in Pasuk Dalet, only the tzivui is b'kohen, but the lakicha is b'chol adam. And according to Rabbi, the lakicha is also b'kohen. Just like here, the shchita is also b'kohen. The tzivui and the shchita are b'kohen. The Rebbe should also say in Pasuk Dalet that the Tzivui and the Shechita are both with the Lekicha, and the Tzivui and the Lekicha are both by the Kohen. And then Rabbi Yossi Rehuda says in Pasuk Hay that the Tzivui is with the Kohen and the Lekicha, and the Shechita is B'chol Adam. So in Pasuk Dalet he should also say the Tzivui is by the Kohen and the Lekicha is B'chol Adam. Et lama lechilku rak b'Pasuk Hay v'lo b'Pasuk Dalet v'ha'or chayim ha'kadosh ha'erich b'inyan hazeh. אז לפי דברינו אפשר לומר כך, שבוודאי פשטות הפסוק משמע שרק הציווי הוא בכהן ולא הלקיחה והשחיטה. If you want to know what the pashup shot in the pasuk is, it would seem that the tzivui, only the tzivui is with the kohen and the rest is with others, not the lekicha, not the shechita. Lekicha and shechita can be done by others. Aye, so why does Rabbi hold in pasuk hey the kohen does both? אלא דסבירה ליל רבי, שרק כאן, דמיירי הפקרה, על תחילת עניין התהרה, יש מקום לחייב את הציווי בכהן. Only here, that the pasuk is talking about the beginning of the Inyan of the Tyra, in pasuk, Dalid, we have the Tchilas Inyan HaTaira, the Tziva HaKohen V'Lakach LaMetayer. So only here, Yesh Makom L'Chayev Et HaTzivui BaKohen. Why? In order to be Koveya, that the Inyan of the Taira is not of the Metayer, of the one becoming Tahar, Elo Shel HaKohen. U'memela, Shekshene'emar Kan, B'Tziva HaKohen, עיקרו הוא בציווי הכהן. וגם לדידי נאמר, בזה הכהן רק על הציווי ולא על הלקיחה. So in Pasuk Dalet, Rabbi just, this is where it all starts. And Rabbi here holds that only the tzivui goes to the kohen, the tzivui alone goes to the kohen. To show you that this is the inyan. The inyan is not legabi the metayer. The inyan is legabi the kohen. And therefore the tzivui has to be to the kohen. וגם לדידי נאמר, בזה הכהן רק על הציווי ולא על הלקיחה. And even according to him, this is dafka din in the kohen. The tzivui is dafka the kohen, and not the lekicha. Rebbe agrees in pasuk dalet that lekicha is b'chol adam. Aval lebosar shekvar nitkayim ha'inyan shel tzivui ha'kohen al lekichat va'asiyat ha'tehara. But after we already were mekayim this inyan of commanding the kohen to do the Torah, In other words, that's Vitziva Kohen, the Kohen commands. In other words, Anachom Mitalmim. Meha Mitaher, Meha Nitaher, Meha Mitaher. Okay? As Acharei Shekvar Kiyamnu Etze, as Rabbi Sover, She'ein Kol Inyan Sheyeh Kan Tzivui Nosaf Shel HaKohen B'Shechita. Anachom Kvar Kiyamnu Et HaInyan B'Tzivui Kohen Al Lekicha. Shebechlalo Hu Gam Lekichat HaTziporim. So we already have in Pasuk Daled that the coin is mitzvah. So, and the coin is mitzvah on the lekicha, and then anybody can do the lekicha. So why then does it have to say again in Pasuk Hey, another tzivui on the shechita? We already makayim this inyan of focusing on the coin and not on the mitaher in Pasuk Daled. So why then does Pasuk Hey have to say again, no, v'tziva coin v'shachat? As ma she'ne'emar kan ha'kohen, eino dino sef shel tzivui, eli yehora'a ala shechita she'ma'aseh kohen hu yi. V'lechen yesh lo letzavot aleha, kivan shehu ha'shochet, u'mutal ha'davar alav. V'lechen lo palik ba'zeh rebi, ala b'shachat ha'sipor, v'lo b'lekahach la'mitaher. In other words, in Pasuk Hey, why does it b'chalal say that? Why is b'chalal there a pasuk that tells us that tziva kohen v'shachat es ha'tzipor achas? We already makayim the inyan of focusing on the coin in Pasuk Daled when he does the tzivui on the lekicha. So why does Pasuk Hey say, no, the coin also does tzivui on the shechita, so it must be to tell us a din, a chiddush. That not only is the coin doing the tzivui on the shechita, he's actually doing the shechita. That's why Rebbe only argues in Pasuk Hey. Rebbe doesn't argue in Pasuk Daled. In Pasuk Daled, we already were makayim the inyan of focusing on the coin. The coin does the tzivui. Anybody can do the lekicha. So once we already makayim the inyan of focusing on the coin and not on the and the mitaher. So then, why does Pasuk have to say again, "Vitziva Kohen," and tell us that the Kohen is mitzvah and the shechita? Why is that necessary? So the teretz is, it must be because the Kohen is not only mitzvah and the shechita, but the Kohen is also actually the shochet. That's why the Rebbe argues, "Dafkan Pasuk Hey." So again, we're focusing on the kohen, that the kohen is mitayer, the person, and not that the person is becoming tar, because we're being mitalem from the person. The focus is not on him, because we want to make him feel, again, small, and in this way we break his guy. But today, that's not so it's not so chic. They don't use that word so much anymore today, chic. That's not so in today. Today they say more in. It's not so in to make somebody feel small. You have to make people feel great, right? But sometimes, you know, it's great to make people feel small. Not that it's our job to make people feel small, but in this particular instance, this person has a gaiva problem. So gaiva problems, a machal as nefesh. Gaiva problems, you know, person has cancer. So, you know, lo aleinu, the chemo isn't pleasant at all. But that's the necessary evil to get rid of it. So taking a person and making him feel small when he feels too large, when he has an inflated sense of self. So that's our avodah here with this mitzvah. Who has gasus ruach, like we saw in the Gemara. And Mamela, we feel him, make him feel small, so we're focused on the coin and not on him. V'ulai, yesh letaretz b'zeh gam ken, et kushiyat ha'or chayim ha'kadosh. Eze kef lanu, that we keep referring back to the Heilig Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So maybe with this, we can explain the kash of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, we can answer the kash of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and the fact that the Rambam was mashmit, Hashemot es ha'ramim es ha'din shel tzivu ya'koyin. ולא כתב הרמב״ם בפרק י"א מהלכות טומאת צרת הלכה ה' אלא ששחיטת הציפורים וההזיה והתגלחת בכהן. He only says in Thomas, by the way, I love the Rambam בכלל. That's דבר ידוע. Anybody who knows me a little bit. But the Rambam הלכות טומאת צרת is just like so בשמק. So many halachas, so much to learn. And I always like to mention the Halacha Brewer website. They have, like, on every Rambam, they have just loads of marmakomis. It's unbelievable. It's like being in a candy store. Except there are no cavities, Baruch Hashem. So in Tumas Taras 11.5, the Rambam only brings Shchitas Tziporim, V'hazoya, V'ateglachas B'koyin. What about the fact of Tzivu Yakoyin? The Rambam lo mevi etzeh. אז אין שם ברוך חיים הקודו, שכתב שאומנם כן הוא בתוספתו, שגם שם נאמר רק שלושה אלו בכהן. So the Rambam walks in the footsteps of the Tosefta in the 11th parak of Nagoin, that also there, only these three are Bakoin, and we don't mention the Chiyuv Tzivui Bakoin. So the Rambam isn't any different than the Tosefta. Aval Yitochen, She'ez Kiro Atana B'makom Acher. So, but it could be the Tana mentions it elsewhere, and we can say even more that the Tosefta is only talking about the Maisim HaMetarim, and therefore only these three things are the Maisim HaMetarim, the Shchitas HaTziporim, the Hazoi, and the Tiklachas, and not the Tzivui. So that's why that's the context of the Tosefta. But the Rambam, V'l'Rambam, Eich Satan B'lo Yivi Etam Furash B'Torat Kohanim, or B'Pasuk, Shishno Chiyuv Tzivui B'Kohen. But how did the Rambam omit this very glaring omission? It's Mefurash in the Torah's Kohanim. The Tzivui has to be B'Kohen. Is a Chiyuv Tzivui B'Kohen. And the Rambam doesn't say anything about that. That's odd. V'yein shem shekatav tshosar Rambam sover al pi divrei ha-Torat Kohanim b'reish ha-parasha t'darish mikra sh'rak elu gimel tzrichim kohen she'ein tzivui me'akev v'din v'tzivah kohen hu rak derech kavod shu dvarim na'asim al piv. So it could be, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, that the Rambam holds, based on the Torah's account at the beginning of the parasha, that Darshins, that only these three need a Kohen, that the Tzivui is not Ma'akiv. That only the Shechita, Sipur, Zayin, Tiklachetz require a Kohen. But the Tzivui by a Kohen is not Ma'akiv. It's just Derech Kovoid that he should be the one who is giving the orders. But Sof, Yishkan Mitzvah Mitzah Derech HaKavod. אז למה השמיט אותה הרמב"ם? ולכן, לפי מה שנתבהר, הרי אין זה משום דרך כובד לכהן. In other words, based on our explanation, the Rechaim wants to say it's דרך כובד, but according to what we're saying, it's not דרך כובד, it's ממש הדין. That the Kohen has to be the one doing the ציווי. אז לפי דברינו, אפשר לומר דרך אורך חיים הקדוש, אבל לא מטעמי. So we can say in the general approach of the Rechaim HaKadosh, without being bound to his reasoning, his rationale, his explanation. שהפירוש הוא שהרמב"ם סובר, based on the Tosefta, that didn't explain this chiyuv by the Kohen of the Tzivui, and based on the Lashon of the Torah's Kohanim, that the Torah's Kohanim says, that the tzivui is but for the kohen, and the lekicha is b'chol adam. So he doesn't do the lekicha, only the tzivui. That it says in the pasuk, and in the Torah's Kohanim, that the tzivui is by the kohen, ze lo din v'chiyuv, elo hu bi'ur mahalach ha-tahara. שנאמר עליה שכביכול אינה עניין של המטהר. זה לא עניין של המטהר, אלא של הכהן המטהרו. דמאיתיים נתלה דבר בציווי הכהן, וכל דברי התחולת כהנים הם לבאר את זה גופה. כלומר שאין ללקיחה בכהן. ומשום דולב דינה נאמר הכה, שזה ממש ושגם הלקיחה היא בכהן, והכהן שנאמר כאן, הוא גם על הציווי וגם על הלקיחה, אלא שרק את עניין הפרשה נאמר כאן, שכנתבר יקרו שכאילו אין המצורע עצמו נושא לעניין, ועל ידי זה כביכול עניינו של הכהן בנגדו. ומטעם זה נאמר בלשון ציווי כאב עניין שעניין שלו. לכן הוא דאמרינן שאין כאן דין של לקיחה בכהן. ולכן יש מיתו הרמב״ם. דהיינו, that the Torah's Kohanim is taka not telling us a din. And when it says that Sivui v'kon v'alekicha b'chol adam, it's not a din and a chiyuv, but rather it's explaining the process of the tahara. How does the tahara work? That it's not an inyan of the metahir, the one becoming tahar. It's the inyan of the kohen that's metahir him. And that's why it's telling you not Sivui shel kohen, because it's not about the nitah. Nachnu mitalmim mi'anitah. Nachnu mitmakedim b'kohen. So that's what the Torah's Kohanim is coming to explain. That the tzivu is b'koin v'ena l'kicha l'koin, because there's no din here. If there was a special din about the koin, then he would also do the l'kicha. But no, the l'kicha is b'chol adam. Because what's the point? The point is that it's as if the mitzora is not the issue over here. It's like the koin is the issue. It's like it's the koin's job to make sure he becomes tar. So therefore we have the focus on the koin. But it's not really a din that the kohen has to do the tzivui. But it's the mahalach of the Tara. The mahalach of the Tara is the idea, the concept, the notion, the behind this Tara is that we're focusing not on the mitzvah, we're focusing on the kohen. As if the mitzvah is not the topic here at all. And therefore it says in the pasuk, a lashon of tzivui, because it's the kohen's inyan. But it's not a din in the kohen that the kohen has to do it. But that's just the way we make the mitzvah feel like he's not the topic, he's not the issue here. So therefore the pasuk says that it's the kohen he does the tzivui, right? Because it's like it's his issue, even though again there's no din that he necessarily has to do it. Even if he doesn't do it, it's fine. And that's why the lekicha says that's why the Torah's Kohanim stresses the lekicha is b'chol adam. Because the ikur here is not the kohen per se. It's not focusing on the mitzvah, and that's why the vitziva kohen is just lafuke from the mitzvah. It's just coming to exclude the mitzvah. It's like to push him out of the picture, as if he's not the issue involved over here. Because again, we want to make him feel small and insignificant. So therefore we say, yeah, you're the coin, you're the mitzvah, and not the mitzvah. And therefore the mitzvah's quantum says, but l'kichas b'chol adam, and because it's not a din dafka in the coin, that the coin has to do the tzivui either. Just the pasuk says that the coin's doing the tzivui, because it's coming lafuke, that it's not going to be, that's not the mitzvah's issue. We want to make the mitzvah feel small, but it's not that there's necessarily a din that the coin has to do it. So originally we thought under Sipshat that it's dafka din the coin has to do it. To show you that it's the focus here is that's the kohen's job and not the mitzvah's job. But now we're saying, no, it's not necessarily a din that the kohen has to do it. But the reason the Torah talks about the kohen is to say it's the kohen but not the mitzvah. It's like it's the kohen's issue and not the mitzvah's issue. But if somebody else does it, it's also fine. And therefore the Medrash emphasizes that the lekicha is b'chol adam. To show you that it's not about the kohen here, it's about not the mitzvah. That's the point. So it's as if the nesora who lo nosei la'inyan. So it's kiviyachol the inyan of the kohen, and that's why it says over here about the kohen, because it's kiviyachol the inyan of the kohen out of the mitzvah. But self kol self, it's not so important for the kohen either, because he doesn't have. That's why the medrash says he doesn't have to do the lekicha. And frankly, according to the Rambam, he doesn't even have to do the tzivui. The Medrash, you can understand, at least he does the tzivui. Because it's telling you that it's his issue and not the mitzvah's issue. And the Rambam takes it a step further and says, no, the pshat is that it's not even, it's even if the kohen doesn't do it, it's also fine. And the pasuk just says the kohen, come and tell you. It's like it's the kohen's issue, not the mitzvah's issue. But if somebody else does it, it's also fine. Somebody else does the tzivui, it's also fine. But the point is, letalei me'a mitzvah. So that's part two of this journey, and we still have a lot more to talk about, Rabbi Yisai. So please stay tuned, and we're going to see more in the flaws. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.